If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. Today, I'm going to talk about President Donald Trump and the problems at our border. If you've been watching the news at all, you know that we have a real immigration problem. And the problem is not really with immigrants coming to this country, because really all of us are immigrants. We all came from somewhere, or I should say our forefathers did. Even the Native Americans came across the land bridge up in Alaska from Asia. Of course, this was centuries ago, maybe millennia ago, and they came down and populated North and South America over a period of generations. My ancestors came from Europe. My family, the Strangs, actually came here to get away from religious persecution. They came here for religious freedom. And many, many Americans came here for that reason. Other people came because it's the land of opportunity. And by God's grace, America has become the greatest nation on earth. And people want to get here. The problem is that many, many people have come into this country illegally, most of them from south of the border. That's because when people come from places like Pakistan or maybe Eastern Europe or really anywhere else in the world, it is much more complicated to get here. They have to get a visa, they have to get on an airplane, they have to fly here to a port of entry and come in legally. Not so at the southern border. They just come in by the droves. Even if they get arrested and sent back, they often come back. Or they're arrested and given a court date, and then they just disappear into the landscape. There are many millions of people that are in this category. It's a problem that we really need to address, because many of them are good, God-fearing, law-abiding, hard-working people. The problem is that lately it's gotten worse and worse, especially with the caravan that started in Honduras. It came up through Guatemala, came into Guatemala illegally, broke into Mexico illegally, and now most of them are up at Tijuana. President Trump, from the very first time that he announced he was running for president, he talked about building a wall. Other politicians have run away from it. They've had political expedient solutions that never seem to work. If you'll remember the Gang of Eight, my own Senator Marco Rubio, who's a very good man, but he was in that Gang of Eight that supposedly solved the immigration problem. It didn't solve anything. In fact, if anything, it torpedoed his desire for higher office when he ran for president of the United States. Donald Trump is the one person who is bold enough to say we need a wall. And the only reason is we need to secure our border. Every country in the world secures its border in some ways. And where there's a problem with people getting through, they build a wall. I mean, even in China, you know, the Great Wall of China, built many, many years ago, is to keep the Mongolians out. In Israel, they have a wall, you know, around the Palestinian state because there was so much terrorism getting through. I've been there. It's a high wall. There are guard towers. In some ways, it looks like the outside of a penitentiary. It is not there for public relations, but it has pretty much solved their problem. We have walls along much of the border, but the illegals are able to get by them. This past week, the ones in the caravan actually stormed the border like they did down in Guatemala, from Guatemala to Mexico, and people thought that they would get in. But Donald Trump has said that no, they won't get in. There are troops down there, and so far they really haven't gotten in. Now, this week, we sent out a press release for my new book, God and Donald Trump, with the headline that Trump supporters really want smart immigration. And it's really one of the reasons why evangelicals voted for Trump, because it's just common sense to protect our borders the same way we protect our homes and our churches. Interestingly, a lot of the liberals who are loudest about no wall and open borders will actually live in homes that are surrounded by walls. Generally, these are more well-to-do people who can afford that. Often they will have some kind of armed security. These are the same people who often will rail against gun control, yet they will have armed guards themselves to keep them safe. It's just really ironic how there's this double standard and this hypocrisy. Donald Trump has stood up to them, and he's making progress. He's called on Congress to provide the resources to secure the border because of the opposition from the left. It hasn't really come through the way he's wanted, yet he's been able to move forward with some other strategies, including using money for the military, because really it's a military issue. It's well known that terrorists who want to slip into our country will often come up through the southern border. Many criminals come up through there. It's been documented again and again, the crimes that some of these illegal immigrants who are hardened criminals. Now, all illegal immigrants are not criminals, of course, but there is a very, very bad criminal element that's coming in, and really something must be done. And I admire President Trump for providing leadership. He's a strong leader. This is a point I bring out in my book. You may know that I'm out traveling for the book. Of course, I know that many people read this at different times, but when I'm recording this in early December, I did two radio interviews today, one yesterday. Tomorrow, I'm on Fox Nation in New York City. The next day, I'm actually on Fox and Friends First, which is their very early morning program. And after those programs are out and aired, I'm going to try to get permission to send out links on my newsletter and to perhaps even use them or parts of them on future podcasts. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. I want to thank you for listening and helping me build up my numbers. The average podcast is at least three or four times what it was just even earlier this year. I am working hard to try to increase the numbers even more. And so if you could forward this or post it on social media, of course, all of that really helps to get things to go viral. There's a lot more I could say about the southern border. There's a lot that I did say in the book, Trump Aftershock. I hope you'll pick it up wherever books are sold, particularly in Walmart and Barnes & Noble, but Costco and Sam's both took huge quantities. You can also get it in many Christian bookstores. Interestingly, a lot of the Christian bookstores are reticent to take books on, quote, politics. And of course, a book on Donald Trump deals with politics. Of course, it's from a Christian perspective and really tells the untold story about how evangelical support for him is so strong. But it's just been interesting for me to find out from my own sales team that sometimes the Christian bookstores are much more reluctant to carry a book like this than in secular stores. So most of the books will actually go through, a vast majority will actually go through secular circles. I hope that it's a book that you want to pick up even for Christmas. It's a good Christmas present. And I know by people telling me that they gave the book to people in their family and circle of friends who they know are big Trump supporters. And I even gave Christmas presents myself. And I hope you'll do it this year. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. I'm covering a wide variety of topics this week. Everything from President George H.W. Bush passing and my recollections about him to Donald Trump to dealing with some things with Christmas. It's just part of my way of communicating to you, my listeners, through my podcast, The Strang Report. So thank you for listening. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.